Welcome to the Dear Food Podcast. I'm your host, Julia Fixie, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. This podcast can be used alongside Workbook 3 of Dear Food, I Love You, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, the Purple Workbook. Let's jump into today's topic. Chapter 6 in Workbook 3 titled, Give Me Snacks or Give Me Death. Introducing the Dear Food Podcast with your host, Julia Fixie. Join me as I explore the complex relationship between food, emotions, and spirituality. If you struggle with overeating, weight gain, or food addiction, this podcast is for you. Episodes will feature practical tips, inspiring stories, and expert interviews to help you shatter food strongholds to achieve lasting health and joy. Without further delay, here is another episode of the Dear Food Podcast. I've been on a lot of diets. Not all of them were bad, but none of them were made to last. Why? Because every diet I've ever been on was purchased in one form or another as a pay-to-play situation. Buy our food and keep buying it if you want to stay thin, they said. Buy our supplements and keep buying them if you want to stay thin, they said. Buy our facility, employees, and their time to weigh you, and keep coming back if you want to stay thin, they said. Little of what they said worked for me. What was I missing? How about you? What diet programs have you been on that didn't yield lasting results for you? Also, after being on countless diet programs, all the rules from all the programs have piled up and mixed up and make my head very messy with all the do's, don'ts, and really don'ts. Which program was it that told me I couldn't eat more than a half a slice of bread a day? Which program told me apples were bad? Which program told me I could eat an unlimited number of carrots? Which program told me I could have a cheat day, a cheat meal? Or was it a cheat day was the eighth deadly sin? What former diet plan rules do you have swimming around in your head that don't really work for you? Continue to take note of these old teachings that cause guilt if they fly in and out of your mind, especially if they corrode your freedom in Christ while you're trying to eat a banana. Let's not beat ourselves up about it if the results didn't last. Besides, it's possible some of these programs were designed to keep you coming back. Others were helpful to a point, and we can build on what they taught us that worked. Not all diet programs are bad, and some can be very helpful. My point is that if they didn't work for you, it's okay. You can find a combination and solution that does work for you. To do that, let's first key into what we know about ourselves and God, regardless of past failed attempts at diets and maintenance. God has already given us everything we need to live a godly life through Jesus. No subscription required. 2 Peter 1:3-4 says, Jesus has the power of God, and his power has given us everything we need to live a life devoted to God. We have these things because we know him. Jesus chose us by his glory and goodness, through which he also gave us the very great and rich gifts that he promised us. Eating for a healthy body, along with exercise, is paramount, and it's good to have goals to that end. But this is not the most important objective. The bullseye target we have as Christ followers is godliness. 1 Timothy 4:8 says, physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and the life to come. We can't always control our health, but we can control our godliness. Consider Matthew 6:31-34. So don't worry about these things, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? These things dominate the thoughts of unbelievers, but your heavenly Father already knows your needs. Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Trust the Lord. After all, he's ultimately in charge of the outcome. Proverbs 16:32-33 says, better to be patient than powerful, better to have self-control than conquer a city. We may throw the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So as you craft your own healthy eating plans for yourself, keep in mind a few things. First, our big goal in our health journey is godliness. Next, God has given us everything we need for godliness for free. And seek first his kingdom, and he'll add the rest. Don't worry about tomorrow. Just work on what you can today. Be patient and take yourself off the outcome committee. God will handle the outcome for the good. As you decide your own eating plan, it may not align with all the guidelines of all the diet programs you've ever been on. How could it? Diet plan rules often conflict with each other. Let's leave all that confusion behind us. Talk to the Lord and construct your very own eating plan with his guidance. You can do this on your own or use my guide on pages 89 to 121 of Dear Food, I Love You, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, Workbook 3. Using the worksheets, you'll learn how to create an eating plan that works for you, doing one exercise at a time for 1 week. Just think of it. In 1 week, you can create your own healthy eating plan that brings you joy. Because ultimately, your eating plan is your decision. You have the power by the Holy Spirit, Zechariah 4:6, and the wisdom, James 1:5, to create a personalized food and eating plan that benefits your singular mental and physical health needs. Plus, if you're like me, you have a lot of eating experience. Just look at all the diets we've been on. We could all have a doctorate in eating by now. Let's use our life experiences, successes, and not successes to pull healthy eating ideas from. My suspicion is we know what to do. We just need to figure out a way to match what we know to do with what we like to do and do it in a way that fits our bodies, our day-to-day lives, our tastes, and our health goals. Let's do this by designing a personalized food plan that we can enjoy, because while it won't always be fun or perfect, we can create something that is ultimately fulfilling to follow. Wouldn't that be a relief? Consider this: no one telling you what to eat. No one telling you what not to eat. It's your decision. The truth is, it always was. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for giving me everything I need to succeed at healthy living. Please give me ears to hear and eyes to see your gifts and guidance. Teach me your ways when it comes to food. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How will you celebrate what you did today to grow your health, wellness, joy, and journey to food freedom? I'd like to suggest going to the supermarket and enjoying the produce section. Pick out a delicious piece of fruit or a vegetable that's your favorite. Buy it and savor it slowly, thanking the Lord as you do for the delicious, healthy food he has made that not only tastes great, but is great for your body. You're beautiful. Your goal to be healthier is important, and Jesus loves you deeply and wants to help you in your journey to food freedom. Wow, we've covered a lot today. You can dive much deeper into this topic in the Dear Food, I Love You, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, Workbook 3. Experiencing this topic using the workbook will give you much more insight and help as you process your experience and next steps with the Lord. In the workbook, you'll find helpful questions for heartfelt reflection, prayer prompts, worksheets, and even more Bible verses, verse cutouts, tools and tips, and even a playlist. Don't miss out on all the extras you'll benefit from on this topic and more in the Dear Food workbooks. Grab your copies online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and Target. Also, if this episode has been helpful, please share a positive review either on Amazon for the book or this platform for the podcast. Leaving a review is so important because it can change someone's life by providing the reassurance and encouragement they need to take the next step to food freedom by starting the program and joining the Dear Food family. Get even more encouragement by following me on Instagram at Julia Fixie, JuliaFikse, or at Dear Food Study on Facebook and X, formerly Twitter. This podcast is released on many formats. Never miss a new episode by joining the mailing list on Substack at dearfood.substack.com. If you've enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and share with a friend who struggles with diet frustrations. Thank you for being here. Thank you for blessing me and the Dear Food community. I'll see you next time. Until then, may we be food faithful together.
Thanks for listening to the Dear Food Podcast with your host, Julia Fixie. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on all major platforms to never miss an episode. And if you're struggling with food and seeking lasting health and joy, be sure to grab a copy of Dear Food, I Love You, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, available on Amazon. Join our community and get involved by visiting our website and signing up for our newsletter. Let's break food strongholds together.